Two new studies may alter the way doctors think about treating heart attack patients. Both of them indicate doctors should do more than lower patients' cholesterol. They should try to reduce patients' blood levels of a substance called CRP. NPR's Richard Knox has more.
College professor Gerald Thornell of Marion, Massachusetts, is just the kind of patient the new studies are about. His doctors didn't consider his cholesterol to be high. He exercised regularly and was careful about his diet. But last November, he had a heart attack.
I was sort of thinking, how the hell did this happen to me? I just couldn't believe that I was a candidate for a heart attack. I thought I had done everything right, that I was working on the right things, and I still had one.
It turned out that Thornell's level of something called C-reactive protein, or CRP, was 2.7. The new research in this week's New England Journal of Medicine suggests it should be below 2. Dr. Paul Ridker of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston led one of the new studies. It was partly funded by Bristol-Myers Squibb, which makes the cholesterol-lowering drug Pravacol. Ridker firmly believes doctors should pay close attention to patient CRP levels.
The message for our patients is very clear. It's no longer enough to simply monitor the cholesterol if we as physicians are going to do the best for our patients. We're going to have to consider monitoring the CRP and bringing that down as well.
Ridker's group looked at nearly 3,800 heart attack survivors who took different doses of cholesterol-lowering drugs called statins. Statins lower both cholesterol and CRP.
The patients who did best were those who not only got the cholesterol down, but also got the CRP down.
That means an LDL, or bad cholesterol, reading below 70. Very low, but other recent research shows it should be the target for these high-risk patients. And a CRP level below 2. Average in this country is about 1.5, but many heart patients have higher readings. 10% of patients who had elevated levels of both cholesterol and CRP had heart attacks or even died over the 2.5-year course of the study. Those who met treatment targets for both markers had half as many heart attacks.
This is a very novel idea, having dual targets for statin therapy, not just cholesterol anymore, but also CRP.
The other study this week also indicates that lowering CRP may pay big dividends. A group at Cleveland Clinic measured fatty deposits in the coronary arteries of 502 patients with heart disease. Some were on average doses of a statin, others on what doctors call an aggressive dose. Dr. Stephen Nissen led that study, which was funded by Pfizer, maker of Lipitor. He says patients who achieved the lowest levels of CRP had the least buildup of arterial deposits, whatever their cholesterol levels.
You have to now view C-reactive protein as a participant in the process of generating the plaque in the coronary artery.
One implication is that doctors should monitor patient CRP levels just as they watch LDL cholesterol. But some patient CRP doesn't fall low enough even with the highest doses of statin drugs.
What should we do for those patients? Well, if they're obese, we ought to get them on an exercise program and get them on a weight loss program, because we can dramatically lower CRP as much as 40 or 50%.
Nissen acknowledges it won't be easy to persuade all doctors to start targeting CRP the way they've learned to aim for low and even very low LDL cholesterol levels. Dr. Lori Mosca agrees. She's director of preventive cardiology at New York Presbyterian Hospital.
I don't think it's prime time yet to monitor C-reactive protein as a response to therapy. We're not quite there yet. Most experts at this point still agree that while there's a relationship between CRP and cardiovascular disease, we don't yet have the proof of cause and effect.
Mosca says many leading cardiologists are skeptical of putting CRP on the same plane as cholesterol. They've been burned before, she says, by thinking hormone replacement and vitamin supplements prevented heart attacks. And lately, by news that the anti-inflammatory drugs Vioxx and Celebrex may actually increase heart attack risk. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.